From Spark and Anvil and Pixel Forge, this is Grid, in Chapter 1 of the Pixel Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
The forest grew across Grid's table, one card at a time. Flip, tap, click. A grass tile. Flip, tap, click. Another grass tile beside it. A B-tween with soft amber stripes and no stinger at all, Grid worked her little deck like a card sharp. Grass, grass, a winding path, grass, a single tree, until a whole slice of woodland sat there in the sunlight, complete. A badger cub named Rue watched with her mouth open. "You drew all that, that fast?" "I didn't draw any of it," Grid said and grinned. "I only had 16 little pictures the whole time. Watch me do it again." She swept the forest away and started over. Same 16 cards. This time a river appeared, banked with reeds, crossed by a bridge. 16 tiles, Grid said. Endless worlds. That's the trick I want to show you.
She'd learned it in the Hive Village, where her family were honeycomb builders. They never carved a hall out of one enormous slab. They made cells, small, identical, six-sided cells, and stacked them, and the stacking became the hall. Little Grid had once asked her uncle why they didn't just build the whole warehouse at once, in one piece, and be done. Her uncle had set a single wax cell in her palm. "This is boring alone," he agreed. "One cell. But a thousand of these," he waved at the towering, humming hive around them, "and you have a village. Small pieces, made well, become big things. You do a little work a thousand times, instead of a thousand pieces of work once." Grid had turned the little cell over and over, feeling the odd, cozy pride of it. The huge hive was really just this, again and again.
She walked down to Pixel Forge when she was 12, carrying her deck of 16 tiles, and her mentor palette met her with an empty grid drawn on a slate. "There's a whole overworld to build," Palette said. "Rivers, roads, forests, a mountain pass. How long do you think to draw every blade of grass by hand?"
"You wouldn't," Grid said. She fanned her deck. "You'd make a small set of good tiles. Grass, water, path, rock, tree, some edge pieces for where they meet, and arrange them. The map comes from the arranging." She laid four cards down on Palette's grid, and a corner of forest bloomed. Palette looked at it a long moment. "Show the others how you think," she said. "That's what this place is for."
Now, in her own workshop, Grid pulled Rue close to the table and dealt out her full deck. 16, she said. "Grass, water, path, rock, tree, sand, snow, bridge, and a special edge piece for each place where one thing meets another." She held up two grass tiles side by side, then slid a third one against them so the green ran on seamlessly. "See how the edges kiss? A grass edge has to meet a grass edge exactly, or you get an ugly seam." She wrinkled her nose. "Nobody wants a world with cracks in the grass." Rue picked up a tile. "But won't it get boring? Same grass everywhere?" "Good question. That's the real danger," Grid said. She turned the grass tile over. On the back was almost the same grass, with a tiny flower, a slightly different clump. "So you make a few grass tiles that are almost alike. Sprinkle them in. The eye stops noticing the repeat." She tapped a rock tile. "And some tiles do more than sit pretty. Grass you can walk on. Water might stop you. That big rock, too. What a tile is decides what happens in the game, not just how it looks."
Rue tried it herself, clumsy at first. She jammed a water tile against a mountain, and the river ran straight up a cliff. Grid didn't fix it for her. "Slide the edge tile in between," she said, pointing. "The one that's half water, half shore." Rue found it, placed it. The river suddenly made sense, curving down to meet the land. She sat back, and something in her face relaxed all at once. "There it is," Grid said softly.
"There's what?"
That feeling, the big scary thing, a whole world, getting small and friendly in your hands. Grid rested her hand on her little deck of cards, and a warm, content feeling settled over her, the same cozy pride her family felt watching a hive grow from tiny cells. That's what makes me happiest. Not the finished map. The moment you realize you don't have to draw the whole world, you just have to arrange it. Rue looked down at the river she'd made from pieces, and Grid saw the exact moment the tiredness left her, that heavy before you start dread, melting into a light, curious, I can do this hum. Can I keep going? Rue asked, and she was already smiling. That happy feeling you've got right now, Grid said gently, pushing the deck toward her. The one that says a big thing just turned small and friendly? Hold on to it. That's the whole reason I love this.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Grid. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.